when you were a teenager, were there any rough word exchanges or games? And these things would be a contest in which each speaker would try to think of a more extreme insult to the other speaker. And it often involved the other guy's family, you know, you just insulted them loud.
No.
Especially his mother.
No.
That's a right prevalent custom you might want to...
Yeah, well, the blacks maybe, but not the boys that I was looking at. Of course, now, I was raised a part of my life when mother died from the time I was about 6 years old until I was 11. I lived out here on Piedmont Road, the railroad. Well, you know, the Armour was across Piedmont Road there. Mm-hmm. Now where the Armour fertilizer place you've been, it's all those businesses down in there now. But that used to be... what we used to call Negrotown. Mm-hmm. And my daddy, now we used to throw rocks at each other up and down the railroad, the blacks and the whites. We boys used to, it's a common thing. But my dad, when he'd come home from work each night, he said, son, says, you don't throw rocks. He said, those black people, said, they're Negroes. And we was called them Negroes. And if we knew the name, we called them by their name. And, he said, now, if you throw a rock and hit the little nigger boy on the head, it hurts him as much as it does you. And said, if you do that, I'm going to whip you. Well, I got a lot of whip. But, you know, my daddy taught me respect. Mm-hmm. And I lived there with niggers. And when this education came in, I haven't had any trouble with it. Not one bit of I had it. Because my daddy taught me respect to everyone, mm-hmm. regardless of the color. And I appreciate it.
Did you know some old black men who were pretty good friends?
Oh, yeah. Joshua Brown. Uh-huh. When I was a little boy.
What'd you call him now?
I called him Joshua, mm-hmm. Joshua Brown. And we did not put emphasis the handle, Mr. and Mrs. That's one thing we didn't do. But now like Mary, Sue, and we used to call old Sue that used to wash for us. And we did a lot of, we would say Sue, no sir, but we called her Sue. She used to wash for mother. And I saw this Joshua Brown here not long ago, he's old. Negro nine, he was up here, and I went up to him, and you know that man recognized me. He says, "You one of those Freeland boys?" He sure did.
Did he?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Sure did.
Oh, wow.
He didn't know which one, and when I told him, and I told him that my brother Charles got killed, you know, died in prison of the Japs, and down South Pacific War II, and my other brother Charles died in prison of the Japs, and Jack was killed in North Africa, and I told him that. And he said, Lord, I'm sorry. Hear that. Said, that was a good boy. And he won't even cry. He sure did. See, the tears swell up in his eyes. So, you know, they human, they just good people. They just, it's just too bad that we thrusted all these prisoners upon without educating them to the fact that the responsibility went with it. You know, I guess they do real good. I don't know.
Back to the neighborhood again. When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he usually have to go through anything to kind of get accepted?
No, we always
had. What about if you had a club now? When you got clubs later on?
Yeah, but we didn't have
those. Did you have any kind of thing?
No, we didn't. We never did. We just accepted him, but if he didn't fall in line, well, we had to bear down on him in the games and things and make him come around.
There wasn't any kind of...
No initiation stuff like that. No.
Okay. You mentioned how long as you played baseball, marbles, and what all did you play?
I played everything. You mentioned that I played football.
Did you play any hiding games?
Hide and go seek. Touch football was really a sport with us, this boy coming up. And I used to love to hunt. Even when I was youngster, but my parents wouldn't let me carry a gun. I went with my uncle and them until I was high school before they'd ever let me have a gun.
Did you play any ball games other than baseball and football?
I played a little basketball.